Paul, your superb record against Waterford continued here tonight. Superb second half performance by Harps.
Yeah, I thought even the first half, I thought instead of going at 1-0 and at half time 1-0 down, I thought we were well worthy of going on level or maybe even better than that. I thought we had the chances in the first half. To be fair, Brian Murphy's made a lot of good saves. He's probably the best keeper in the league and he's kept them on at times and that, you know, and look, it was a bit frustrating, but we spoke about it at half time that we were in this position before when we were here and we were in this position when we played Waterford and Balbuffet. We were behind, we had it coming. And to be fair to the boys, they kept the belief in and they kept going. And probably over the 90 minutes, I thought we really deserved to win the game.
Yeah, Brian Murphy made an incredible save from Sean Bye, didn't he? Just on the hour mark, that was some save.
Yeah, to be fair. Like, but as I said, he's a top-class goalkeeper, you know. And that's probably the difference at times, you know. And he'll help Waterford along the way, I've no doubt about that. But we're just delighted to get out of it with a result tonight, you know, and makes the journey home a bit easier.
Two goals in the space of a minute. It was a penalty, there's no doubt about the penalty.
Yeah, like, I thought Tunde caused him all sorts of problems all night in that way, his power and pace and that, you know, and probably he probably deserved a goal himself on the night, you know, but your man's taking him from behind and that, and it's a penalty, and to be fair to Barry stepped up and took a bit of pressure on it and that, but no better man for the job.
Adam Foley, he just loves scoring against Waterford.
Yeah, he took his goal really well. Like, I mean, look, Sean Boyd hasn't played much, Tunde hasn't played much in that, you know, and Adam's played most of the games. So we left him out tonight to start with, and with the view, like, we always had him to bring on. And to be fair, he took his goal really well, and he probably had a couple other half chances.
Huge game now for you against Sligo Rovers on Friday.
Yeah, of course, like, all big games. Like, I mean, as you see yourself, like, there's not an awful lot between a lot of the teams in that, you know, and very fine margins at times, and if you don't get a wee rub of the green, like, I mean, it looked like tonight we weren't going to get a wee rub of the green at all, and then it changed for us, you know, and maybe because we were patient, we kept going and kept trying to do the right things and kept trying to move the ball and that, and to be fair to the boys, they kept going and they finished very strong in the game.